Hello, everyone. I hope everybody's back from the break. It's 3:05, so we'll get started with our next presenter, Astrid Meyer, and her title, the title of her presentation is How to Make the First Step Towards Making Your Dreams Come True and Getting Started with the Backwards Flowchart Method. Astrid has been a freelance coach, trainer, and moderator for over 10 years. Her focus was originally on teaching nonviolent and respectful communication and on startup coaching. In 2010, she met Barbara Sher through her book, Wishcraft, and then attended numerous weekend seminars with her in Stuttgart, Berlin, Zurich, and Frankfurt. She completed the Success Team Leader Training with Gudrun Schwarzer and has run 8 success teams in attendance so far. Astrid was a participant in Barbara's third coaching training course in Frankfurt and also assisted in the background at the time. So Astrid will now take us through the backwards flowchart method.
Yeah. Thank you, Yumi. Thank you, everybody, for being here, for celebrating this wonderful day. So I'm going to continue what Natasha or Anna started in the previous text. So please excuse if I'm missing some words because, But I always remember Barbara saying, you cannot let somebody stay hungry because you cannot cook. So you can all the time do any kind of bread or just better done imperfect than nothing. This is my motto of the day. So as Yumi said, I know Barbara from her book Wishcraft. You just saw it from, this is the German edition. And you find the English edition here. You find it also in the internet as a PDF, for free version. And this is not just a book, it's a manual. It's a really manual and it's life-changing. In the first part, you get in contact with your dreams. What Natasha just told you, various exercises. It's crucial that you get in contact with them, that you find the touchstone, the core, and then you have to do it. And you don't have to wait until you get older or you have enough money. You have to do it now because you have to be lucky now. And you can't even start today. And that's why I choose this topic today. Oh, hello, Malaysia. So we are really all over the world. You have to do it. And Barbara says, often you owe your talents to the world. So even if it doesn't bring any money, like painting or making music or anything else, you have to do it. And I want to show you how you make the tiny first little step. And this is essential, the first step, for two reasons. The one reason is to get started, to have the first success feelings. So you started, you get an action. And then the way, we say, the way evolves when you start walking. And we say that even the longest travel starts with the first step. So even if you have a huge concert, you have to choose the music, to train the your instruments and anything else until there is a great concert. It doesn't fall from heaven. You have to work. And this is what I love about Barbara. It's real, just work. That's why it's called Wishcraft, like crafting. And the second chapter has a tidy craft. So, and the second reason, because it's very good to have tiny steps, is when your resistance arises. When you're overwhelmed by, oh, I'm going to really do it. And to do the lowest level, not to awake your resistance, is helpful. You're going to hear something about resistance and how to deal with resistance later in this day, or in the other books of Barbara, because she was wondering, why don't people do what they love, even if they know what they love? And there are various reasons. So this is helpful. So now, thanks to the ideal day, to the 20 things exercise, you know what you want to do. And bring it down to earth. You have to make a real goal from it. So fix a date. So if you somebody says, Do you want to marry me? That sounds nice. Like, I love you. But if he says, do you want to marry me August 1st? No, I'm not ready. So this is the same thing. I want to be on stage on the great festival. Yeah, I want to be someday. I want to be on stage in 2 years on this festival. Well, and then I have to go to work. So make a date, even if you're going to postpone it, but this really helps you to get started. And while you start dreaming, there will arise a lot of obstacles, problems. You will find tons of things why you cannot do what you want to do. And the most common things are, I have not enough money. I have not enough time. I need another education. My family won't agree with it. These are the most things that are mentioned usually. And that's why things are postponed. But the last 3 years showed us it's not good to postpone. Suddenly, due to a tiny little virus or due to any disease, things may change, and then you're going to regret why you did postpone things. So once again, start doing it now. And collect all these obstacles somewhere on a list. They are the thing that we are working with. Collect them all, put them aside while you start dreaming. And now we're going to deal with these obstacles. And I'm going to tell you, money, time, education are the easy things. The more difficult things, obstacles to deal with is resistance, all the cycle stuff. You have to, was heißt ernst nehmen, respect others. Wie?
Take it seriously.
Take it seriously, yeah. So to deal with the obstacles like time and money, right? If you need a car or somebody to empty the garage or so, you make a brainstorming, you ask for help. You're going to learn this from Barbara, because people love to help you to make your dreams leap. If they can help, do it deliberately, privately. If they are forced to, or if there is an imbalance, it's not fine. But usually, if you ask them, but first you have to know what to ask for. If you just say, there's too much stuff in my garage, nobody will act. But I say, if I need to empty the garage to make my laboratory for whatever, they're going to help you. That's why you need to be clear what you want. And you're going to make brainstormings to help this. And we are going to have some example, like an idea party, when you need more people to think with you. Alexandra is waving. To get more ideas from your friends or even from foreigners, you're going to see this today or next week when you make 2 hours idea parties. And I just make a spoiler. The question is, I cannot do my world travel because I don't have enough money. And then you ask, how can I do it without enough money? Or how can I get enough money? But the better thing is, first thing, how can I do it without money? And then you really start to be creative, like, work and travel, steal some money, win it in a lottery, marry a rich man, and things like that. And all these solutions, whether they're reasonable or not, you can work with them to make them more realistic, because we're really down to earth, and use these as a little steps, tiny little steps, or a bridge towards your goal. And as I said already, if the goal is too big, make smaller steps, define some milestones. I continue with the example of the lady who wanted to be on a stage on a huge festival. During our coaching, we defined smaller steps, because what does she needed before? She needed an album, CD, with about 10 songs. She needed some contacts. She needed practice from other concerts. And so I'm going to continue this example later. These little concerts before, or the release of the album before that, could be milestones with other dates and celebration. And the goal is to make it doable. And the technique we use for this is a flowchart or the backward planning. For those of you who are in management, this might not be new, but the new idea is that you can use it for every project. When you're going to move, when you're going to realize your dreams, anytime you can use this technique, it's so simple and it's so powerful. So instead of starting today and planning forward, you start with your goal. And then you plan backward and with a question, can I do it tomorrow? No. What has to be done before? What would you do first? And then again, you have your step. Can I do it tomorrow? If yes, you do it. If no, you ask again. What has to be done first? An example for the lady on the stage with the concert. Can't she be on stage on this huge festival tomorrow? No, of course not. What does she need first? She needs to apply for the stage. She needs a band. She needs to have enough songs. She needs a CD or an album and so on. And then there was the next obstacle. She was a very busy business lady. So she was traveling. She didn't even have time to produce songs. So finally, we said, she needs songs. She needs to write songs. And then we made another brainstorming. And finally, she ended up, she made her business travels with a train. In Germany, we use often trains to travel. And then she used the time in the trains to write her songs. And this is, oh, I still get goosebumps. Because when you just start thinking this way, you get solutions. And meanwhile, she released her second album. She's also a Barbara Scher coach. So, So maybe you already start thinking, what could be your first steps? And then when you have these steps, I keep an eye on my clock. You make another deal with times. You set dates there. You make your steps. You put your plan at the wall. Keep an eye on it. So you visualize your goal. Maybe you visualize it more like hanging a picture or putting the guitar just so that you see it every time, or I have always pictures of the seaside here to remember me. I want to be at the seaside. Or I have the pictures that I made it myself at the wall to encourage me. So visualize it so you can abhaken.
Put a tick on it or
check it off.
Tick it off.
And celebrate your things. And the next thing is, you get more courage and maybe you replan some things, but that's okay. Maybe you get your goals even faster with this method. And the next step is, it's chapter 3 in the Wishcraft book. You need support. Get people to support you. You don't have to do it alone. If you think at physical stuff like emptying the garage or so, you think that's support, but you also need mental support, people who believe in you, who encourage you, because it's normal to say, oh, no way, I'm too crazy. This is really no. There's three stages of excitement. You are excited, you break down, and then you work. I think we're going to hear something about that also today. It's the people who support you when you have an important date or phone call. You can delegate it or they walk with you to that date, to the first rehearsal or so. And you have various forms of support. You have a personal buddy, you have a coach, you can create a success team with one or more people. Yes, and then you're accountable. Okay. So I think this was the essential things. Yes, the first, everything starts with the first steps. Started. I love to help people to make this backwards planning because it's easier to be together, to have somebody have a view from outside. So you find my contact data in the sheets. So as you know me now a little bit, I love helping others, helping the structure. The same as I need structure, so I offer one-on-one coachings, and I'm hoping that I'm going to offer nearby online success teams for the doing, not for the dreaming, but for the Umsetzung.
Actually getting it done, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like one day or for several days.
Perfect.
And thank online you. Is great. Yeah, thank you.
Astrid's details are on the website. If you want to contact her, please send her a message and she'll get back to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Astrid.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay.